Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
Ryan O'Connor for breakfast.
When you wake up.
When you wake up.
6 to 9 on Smile FM.
So, Anthea, I can't even begin to imagine what the past couple of weeks must have been like for you. When I saw the story as a cyclist myself, it just broke my heart. It broke my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Caleb, 17 years old, such a passionate cyclist. I mean, you talk about a youngster that lived his life for their passion. He loved cycling.
He loved it, yeah. He loved it.
How are you holding up? I mean, how is the? I know the family is all surrounding you with their love and their warmth. I know it's obviously not easy. It definitely must be the hardest thing on earth, what you're going through. But there's been so many really good people, real big angels that have supported and been with you through this journey.
It's a good way. How I'm holding up, it's just God that's getting me.
Mm.
Getting us, myself and my children, and we miss him a lot. You know, he was my baby, he was the youngest, and that is what I can say. I just trust God to take me through all the motions and just to carry me, you know.
And Anthea, the one thing that was just so important was in amongst all of this and the ongoing distress that this has caused the family and the ongoing pain and hurt this has caused the family.
Yeah.
The family still, I just want to say thank you. You know, when Reggie reached out, he said to me, you won't believe it. Anthea, after and going through what she's going through, just wants to tell people, these angels that have appeared from all parts of the community, from the Pedal Power Association, from the Phoenix Cycling Club, members of the public that have come forward and have just been so generous and warm with the family.
We're just so grateful. I can truly see now that when Caleb passed away, I never knew how much people he knew. I never knew what impact Caleb had on people's lives, and yes, I just want to thank everybody from the bottom of our hearts as a family. We just want to thank everyone, even how they honored him of putting the bike where it happened, a beautiful white, the ghost bike, beautiful. And the hospital, sure, really. The favor of God is really on my child, even though he's not here anymore with us. And I just want to thank everybody.
Oh, I was listening to Reggie explain to me that all Anthea wants to do is have a platform to say thank you. And I'm like, I can't even begin to even think about being thankful when you're sitting with so much loss. And to be able to sit there and say thank you to people that some of them you'll never meet, but people that have reached out to pay for things. Yeah. I mean, what people don't realize is that it wasn't just a matter of losing your son. Now you've been getting bills, various bills from, say, example, the hospital, et cetera, et cetera. But people have taken care of it. There's angels that have come along, and the angels have just taken care of it.
So true, Ryan. So true.
Well, Anthea, listen, I know that it's really heartbreaking to be able to even just bring back memories of your son and to think about the amazing years that he had here. But what a blessing he was in his 17 years that he was here. What an incredible life that he gave, and what an incredible inspiration to anybody. And I think if anything, you know, Caleb would be wanting people to get on their bicycles and go cycle. He'd want to be wanting to tell them, don't stop cycling. Get out there, get on your bike. It gave Caleb an opportunity to escape and to be in this beautiful place on his bicycle, that freedom of being on the road. And that is something that he'd want everybody still to be able to do.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that is so true. And Caleb died in something that he loved doing, you know. That was really his passion. He had dreams. I remember the first day when we went to go fetch his ID, you know. He said, Mommy, I must get a passport. You must make me a passport because I'm going to Europe. I'm going overseas.
Anthea, I just want to thank you for being brave enough to chat with us and to be able to talk with us.
Thank you, Ryan. Thank you so much.
We just keep you and the family in our thoughts and prayers. We really do.
Thank you so much.
To every single person who's just stopped for 5 minutes to think of the extraordinary life gone too soon of Caleb, definitely angel wings. And we just think, and like I said, we can't think enough of you and the family and what you're going through. We're sending love your way, Anthea. Thank you for being brave enough to chat with us and to just want to say that simple message of don't give up on your dreams. You know, keep your dreams alive. It's what Caleb would have wanted. And importantly, a huge thank you to everybody who's been there for the family, whether it be financial or in any other support form. Just Anthea and the family say thank you very much. Anthea, we think of you. God's richest blessings to you and the family. We keep you in our thoughts.
Thank you, Ryan.
Prayers.
Thank you so much. God bless you. Thanks,
Anthea. Take care.
Cheers. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Smile FM.
Smile FM
is the home of the Ryan O'Connor Breakfast Show.
Monday to Friday.
6 to 9.